Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. On the line with me, we talk to him every week, KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Megan.
So I'm just so confused at this point about what's happening. You know, with the troops and what courts can say about the troops that have been sent to Los Angeles, it sounds like now there's an appeal court actually questioning whether judges can review the Trump administration's move to send troops into Los Angeles. Can you explain what's happening there?
Yeah, there's a minefield of legal issues here, Megan, and let me break it down for you. First of all, under federal law, the president has to defer to the use of National Guard troops to the governor, except in certain circumstances. Under specific federal law, the president is empowered to federalize the National Guard under two circumstances. One is if we are invaded, if the United States is invaded, or number two, if there is a rebellion or the possibility or the danger of a rebellion. So in this instance, the governor's office in California refused to send out the National Guard. So the president invoked this federal law saying that there was either a rebellion or a danger of rebellion. So the first issue is this: can the president send out the National Guard, federalize the National Guard, when the governor refuses to do so? That's one legal issue. But the bigger legal issue here, Megan, and you alluded to it, is this. That is, who gets to decide whether there is a rebellion or a danger of a rebellion? Is that the president that gets to make that determination, or are the courts empowered to make that determination? That really is the central question here that the courts are looking at.
Okay, so let's move to the next one. And this is something that I'm really curious about, too. I saw this issue, and apparently the Illinois Secretary of State is investigating this. Illinois has automatic license plate readers. I never realized that other law enforcement agencies could dip into that feed or that data, but apparently they can. And so there have been some questions legally about what other states have been doing with law enforcement based on the data they're getting from Illinois. Explain to us what's happening here and what's legal and what's not.
Well, let me start from a position that we can all relate to. Anyone who's seen a cop show or has seen a reality TV police show knows that the police have access in their cars to computers. Those computers can tie into multiple different databases across the country. One of those databases that police can tap into is license plate readers, the cameras that everyone sees that are ubiquitous. Those cameras in states where it's empowered, they're empowered to do license plate reading through those cameras. All of that data is available nationwide to all police agencies across the country. So the legal issue here that's going on is that Texas was trying to find a woman who had obtained an abortion illegally in Texas. Illinois law, actually specifically codified law, states that that the information from license plate readers cannot be used by other states if it's used to interfere with someone's abortion rights or if it's used to investigate a person based on their immigration status. So Illinois is investigating right now whether Texas tapped into the Illinois system to try to find a woman who had illegally obtained an abortion in Texas. Now, the real question here is, what can Illinois do if they find out that Texas has used this data in violation of Illinois law? Presumably, they could cut off Texas access to that information. But other than that, I don't know that there's any punitive measures that Illinois could take against the state of Texas other than saying, we're going to cut you off from the data.
Well, I'm sure this is one we're going to follow. We've actually reached out to the Secretary of State's office to talk to them about the audit and what they're doing with that, Brad. I think we've got time to touch on one last issue. This is something that you and I have talked about repeatedly, and it's this whole issue of artificial intelligence and how it uses content from other sources. In this case, it looks like we've got a pretty significant lawsuit against one of these AI firms.
Yeah, there's a website called Midjourney, and Midjourney scrapes the internet to get information to build AI images. So if you go on Midjourney and say, give me a picture of Homer Simpson driving a motorcycle, it's going to give that to you. But that's a copyrighted image. And that you have to have permission of Universal Studios, who owns the rights, to do that. So there's this massive lawsuit, one of many, filed against this AI image generator company. And in the lawsuit is a great quote. In the lawsuit, Universal and Disney call Midjourney, and I'm quoting here, quote, a bottomless pit of plagiarism, unquote, because all of this is being done in violation of copyright laws. And this is something we really haven't come to grips with as a country in the new AI-driven age.
Well, Brad, I'm sure we'll be talking about that more to come as well. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.